your party needs at Grand Rental Station. Don't go anywhere else for your canopies, chairs, tables, bounce houses, and duck tanks. Grand Rental Station has it all. When planning your next event, be sure to add Grand Rental Station staff of expert consultants to your list for the very best in service and advice. Call your local Grand Rental Station now at 970-532-0144 in Johnstown. The very place for everything to rent. That's Grand Rental Station, 970-532-0144.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Dr. Chris Centeno, and we're going to be talking about stem cells and the miracle of stem cells. Now, first of all, the average individual really doesn't understand much about stem cells. We argue back and forth, should we allow embryonic stem cell research? And there's some people who say that this could create wonderful cures. We could perhaps cure Parkinson's disease or quadriplegia, or we could save people's lives and return them to function by simply allowing embryonic stem cell research. And then, of course, the Bush administration had actually passed an executive order that you could not use federal funds for embryonic stem cell research. And so we keep talking and talking and talking about an issue that really isn't an issue. The issue is not should we not have embryonic stem cell research. The issue is, what is stem cell research? Does it work? Does it have application? Is it helping? Does it have a potential to save millions of lives? Well, with us this morning is a physician who uses stem cells on a regular basis in his medical practice, with amazing results. And you're not going to hear about this sort of thing. They want to keep you focused on embryonic stem cells. Well, of course, here you're using live stem cells from the individual. The problem with embryonic stem cells is they come from a different human being, and of course they have the pluripotential to develop into any sort of tissue, and very often when you inject them in, they develop into all sorts of tissues and create tumors. Either that, or they create a rejection by the body, because the body rejects something from someone else, whereas adult stem cells taken from the human being, are not rejected. And Dr. Centeno, who actually works with this, can give you testimony as to the amazing results he gets. Thanks very much for being with us this morning, Chris.
Thank you, Dr. Stan, for having me on.
Why don't you go ahead and explain to our listeners who you are, what you do, because actually you're right there in Colorado, and here we are, talking to an audience primarily in Colorado, northern Colorado.
Thank you. Yeah, I am a physician in Broomfield, Colorado, and I practice what's called interventional pain management. We also use, as you said, autologous, meaning the patient's own stem cells, to treat mostly orthopedic-type conditions, patients with chronic knee pain who've been told they need a knee replacement, folks with chronic ankle pain, let's say due to a partial ligament tear, partial rotator cuff tears, things like that. They're the patient's own stem cells. They're not embryonic stem cells. And I would actually just echo what you had said before and that is that the, you know, the stem cell debate is probably over at this point, in that adult stem cells really won that battle. You really haven't heard that much about that at this point, because I think you're right. They want you to focus on embryonic stem cells right now. But the patient's own stem cells can do pretty miraculous things. So it's that's where I think our focus needs to be.
I do as well. Well, why don't you just go ahead and explain to our listeners how you get the stem cells, what you do with the stem cells, and the things that you can actually treat with them, how you do it, because I think it's amazing, you know, that you've been able to actually prevent people in some instances from having to have major surgical procedures simply with local injections.
Sure. So what we do is we take the patient's own stem cells, either from a bone marrow aspirate, and in that case we would numb up the back of the hip, and pull out what looks like thick blood through a needle that's processed in a lab to isolate out the adult mesenchymal stem cells. Those are grown to bigger numbers over about 2 weeks and then reinjected into the area of concern. We can also get adult stem cells from synovial fluid in the knee, so basically just through a needle drawing off some extra fluid from the knee and doing the same type of process with that fluid. So that's how we generally do this.
All right, fine. So you get the stem cells. Now, is there any way to direct them towards the type of tissue you want them to form?
There is. We can give them some clues as we reinject them to, for instance, move in the direction of differentiating into cartilage or bone or ligament or tendon. In addition, the local area provides a lot of clues, the cells that are already there, the type of pressure environment in the knee, more axial loading, in a tendon, more stretching. There are also chemical clues in the local environment where they're injected. A good example of that, it would be if you had a fracture, you would obviously have some bleeding of the bone marrow into that area. And there's an awful lot of stem cells in the bone marrow. Those stem cells would obviously know to become bone in certain instances, the covering of the bone or the periosteum in other instances, repair ligament tissue if that was adjoining. So same thing. Our body really does this every single day that we're alive.
Well, now, of course, when you want to you grow cartilage in the knee joint, to say one side of the knee is actually the cartilage is pretty well worn out, or years ago, we would have gone ahead and done an osteotomy on that. I tried to shift the weight bearing in the knee joint, take some of the pressure off this area where the cartilage is worn away. And yet, of course, now, of course, how do you get the stem cells to go to that part of the knee joint?
Good question. What we do is we use X-ray guided, very specific procedures to implant cells. So if we're in the medial compartment or the inside of the knee, and that's the part that's worn out, then we will place very small aliquots or a very small amount of cells in a grid-like pattern across that area under X-ray guidance, so that we can make sure that we get the cells to adhere to that area.
All right, fine. We're going to be back in just a moment with Chris Centeno and telling you about some of the amazing things he's doing as an orthopedist. I'm just flabbergasted. I wish I'd had this available when I was practicing.
Got a home project of mine but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland. 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment. Keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate their support of this station. 970-669-3866.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Dr. Chris Centeno, and one of the things that really intrigued me that Dr. Centeno is doing is revitalizing the discs in the back. Now, of course, when somebody has a bad disc, and the center of the disc is gelatinous material called the nucleus pulposus, and you can actually see that on X-ray, on an MRI, you look at it, and that material becomes dehydrated, it becomes black. When it's got water in it, it turns white. So actually, they are able to actually inject that disc with these stem cells and reconstitute it, and you'll actually see the nucleus then on MRI change from the black area to white. Could you talk a little bit about that? Because to me, that is one of the most amazing things. This disease was really the bane of the orthopedist's existence, and yet here, you know, and rather than having to fuse the back, you can reconstitute the disc.
Yeah, thank you. We started working on low back discs about 4 to 5 years ago. And they really presented some challenges. It took about 2 or 3 years for us to figure out how to get the stem cells to do their work there. The animal models had predicted that you would just inject cells and everything would work. We needed to do some other things to make that work, but we are happy to say now that we can do that. We can take, or we have seen evidence on MRI of taking those black, degenerated, dehydrated discs, meaning where they're all dried out, and not functioning as shock absorbers, and being able to allow them to hold on to water again and act as shock absorbers. In addition, we can also reliably at this point get rid of disc bulges that are pressing on nerves by helping to repair some of the torn fibers in that outer part of the disc through a cell injection. We've actually had to invent some new X-ray guided tools to do that, because those tools didn't exist when we started. But yeah, I would agree with you, Stan, that's a big thing for a lot of patients, because as you know, once discs get injured and start to be degenerated, they kind of head only one direction, which is worse. And we can now turn that bus around, so to speak, and get them to hold on to water again.
And, you know, if you ever see a football player running down the field and full speed, and suddenly somebody collides with him full speed, imagine the shock to the back. Well, it's simply all these little cushions in there, the shock absorbers in the back, and the individual discs all work together. It's amazing how they can absorb trauma, but when they get dehydrated, they can't absorb that, and there's just a direct pressure. There's no longer the cushion there. There's no longer the shock absorber. And what you're doing is reconstituting the shock absorber, and Do people actually get better after this type of treatment?
You know, they do. You know, I'll give you a quick story here. There was a many of our patients are from out of Colorado, but obviously we see patients here as well. And this was a lady from, I believe, California who had a degenerated disc. Now, she had an old MRI. We hadn't yet gotten a newer MRI prior to the treatment. So she came out all the way from California. We took some x-rays of her back, and it had shown that the disc had gotten a lot more degenerated in 2 years. It had collapsed. And we were pretty convinced that we didn't have too much to offer a patient once the disc had started to collapse, but she was already out here and she wanted us to proceed, so we did. She recently called back at her 6-month follow-up saying, I'm doing great, my back pain is minimal now, my leg pain has gone away. I did get a follow-up MRI, can you take a look at it? And much to our surprise, even though her disc had collapsed, we had allowed her disc now to hold on to water again, which was pretty amazing to us. We didn't really believe we could do that, and reduce the size of the bulge so it's no longer pressing on the nerve. So she's a good example of someone who had a very severe back disc issue who got to avoid surgery with just an injection and is doing very, very well with regard to her back and leg pain.
Well, now you actually treat a number of sports figures, don't you? Athletes, professional athletes?
We have treated some sports figures, not at liberty to talk about specific names, as well as, believe it or not, Hollywood celebrity types. We have those folks coming out. In fact, the gentleman I treated yesterday had been on some TV shows in the 1980s and 1990s. You know, you would immediately recognize his name.
All right, and basically, now you actually have your own laboratory where they actually grow the stem cells?
We do. Here in Colorado, separate from our the building in our medical practice, we have a stem cell culture expansion lab.
Now, can other doctors make use of those facilities, pay to have the stem cells grown?
Absolutely. Not just us. Our purpose for building the lab would obviously was to allow anyone who needed that as part of their practice to be able to do it as well.
And, of course, well, the amazing thing is they can actually take these stem cells and redirect them so that they'll actually go into they'll develop into what you want them to develop, or at least tend in that direction. And it's amazing that we have the capacity to heal ourselves. Now, what about, let's say, a chronic, you mentioned chronic ankle sprain. I mean, sometimes with a professional athlete, they get these things and they just hurt, and they inject them with Novocaine so they go out and participate in sports and probably do more damage because, of course, you already have a weakened ankle, weakened ligament that can get re-injured, especially if they don't hurt when they re-injure them. But can you actually help to repair these ligaments?
We can. We have evidence on MRI of broken ankle ligaments that are partially torn that afterwards the patients had complete resolution of their pain, and then the ankle ligaments look normal or close to normal appearance on the post-op MRI. So these cells are very good at turning into ligament-type tissue. What we basically just inject and seed the ligament under x-ray guidance with these cells, and they then differentiate into that ligament tissue and help to bridge that gap. As you know, once someone has a chronically unstable ankle from a stretched ligament, that ankle can become more arthritic. So our goal there would be to try to catch these people relatively early, fix those ligaments so that the ankle doesn't become arthritic over long periods of time.
Well, now, of course, I know you work primarily in the orthopedic field, but are there some people who are actually working with these stem cells in an effort to repair neurological defects in the spinal column and peripheral nerves?
There's a lot of research going on in using these cells to, for instance, in spinal cord injury. There are actually some studies out of Asia where they have injected this same stem cell line that we're discussing here today intrathecally, so inside the spinal cord, covering of the spinal cord, after an acute spinal cord injury. And those patients have had better neurologic recovery than patients who didn't get the stem cell injection. So yes, these cells are being used for that purpose. We are focused just in the orthopedic world, but there are others out there focusing on the nerve issues.
All right, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience and listening to this and you have a question for Dr. Centeno, of course our number is 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. But this really is certainly one of the most exciting things that really has come along. I started out in orthopedics, and we saw the development of certainly of the total hip replacements, amazing changes, and then arthroscopic surgery, and of course this allowed us to do a major orthopedic surgical procedures percutaneously through these little arthroscopes and with the various techniques we developed. But certainly the idea that you could actually reconstitute some of the torn ligaments with stem cells was so, well, this was like Buck Rogers. This was just beyond our comprehension. And yet these things are really coming to pass today. So are other orthopedists beginning to get into this, or is this mostly just a few people, a few brave people starting to explore the possibilities of adult stem cell research?
No, we have, there's an awful lot of adult stem cell research going on out there, and we have now a professional organization of physicians interested into this. We'll have our first conference in November, but we have about 100 physicians signed up to that who are interested in learning how to do this type of work as part of their medical practices. So while this is started with what we're doing here, and then obviously an awful lot of researchers around the world in many different locations, we believe by this time next year or the year after, we'll have expanded out to many more physicians doing this kind of work as part of their medical practices.
And if he's right, you're right there in Colorado. This program goes out primarily to people in Colorado. So you have access in Colorado to this sort of amazing work. And, of course, the stem cell, adult stem cell research is making tremendous strides. We've done a number of interviews with other people on this subject, and yet the average individual, all you hear about is, oh, should we be using the embryonic stem cells, you know, and are there disadvantages to embryonic stem cells and compared with the use of adult autologous stem cells?
You know, there really are. It's interesting. It was about 6 months ago that Dr. Oz had said on the Oprah Winfrey show that that the embryonic stem cell controversy was dead, that he felt that adult stem cells would take over embryonic cells. Now, why do we hear about embryonic cells? I think we hear about embryonic cells because, regrettably, if you're a big pharma company, that's obviously a very nice, forgetting about the moral or ethical issues, a very nice business plan. You can put embryonic stem cells in a vial and ship them out through the existing distribution pipeline. Very different for adult stem cells that have to be harvested from the individual and then only used back in that same individual. But if you look at embryonic stem cells and what happens to them, they frequently produce tumors, and that's been a big problem in the research. So if you just look at the science, the problem is that they tend more to produce tumors. That makes sense. Their job is to grow a whole person. So you tend to get these whole person type tumors, I think you had alluded to before, teratomas, where the tumors have maybe a little bit of teeth and a little bit of hair and a little bit of muscle, a little bit of cartilage. So there's that issue. The other issue I think you alluded to before is that there is the problem of whether or not the person getting the embryonic stem cells can will reject those cells once the cells differentiate, meaning that once they turn into that end tissue, is there going to be rejection by the person receiving those cells? Also, the genes that came from the embryo are still active once they're transplanted into the other person. So those genes might code for very good things, but those genes could also code for very bad things. So there are a number of scientific issues that have to be solved on the embryonic stem cell side, and I think that's what led Dr. Oz, I think, very presciently to say, you know, listen, I think this controversy is dead. We really don't need embryonic stem cells at this point to do what we're trying to accomplish here. Adult cells will be able to do all of that.
And I really think that's very, very true. But unfortunately, you know, unless you watch the Oprah Winfrey Show, most the average individual really doesn't understand that this whole debate about embryonic stem cells is simply the greatest diversion in the world, in my estimation. We get the people arguing back and forth about unimportant issues where the most important issue is totally ignored. We'll be back in just a moment. Our number 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
Ferris Survival is your one-stop shop for all your family preparedness needs. Ferris Survival carries high-quality, long-term, storable food from Mountain House with a 25-year shelf life. Come by and pick up some high-quality, organic, bulk grains like wheat, quinoa, corn, and barley. Filter your drinking water through the world-famous British Birkfeld water filtration system and reduce or remove bacteria, chlorine, parasites, sediment, and rust for the best-tasting water for pennies a day. Pick up a 3-day kit from Survivor Industries for the car. Ferris Survival also carries a huge selection of hard-to-find books from Paladin Press and Desert Publications. Ferris Survival is located at 3366 South Broadway, 3 blocks north of Hamden in Inglewood. Call Ferris Survival at 1-866-781-0343 or on the web, www.fserve.com. Prepare your family. Visit Ferris Survival today.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Dr. Chris Centeno. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. Dr. Centeno, would you like to get your telephone number out, your website out, where people, if they were interested in what you have to offer, which is so unique, how they can get in touch with your with you?
Sure. The clinic telephone number here in Broomfield, Colorado is 303-429-6448. That's 303-429-6448. We also have a website for the type of stem cell work we do. It's regenex.com. It's R-E-G-E-N-E-X-X. That's two X's dot com. So R-E-G-E-N-E-X-X.com. So the telephone number 303-429-6448. The website is regenex.com.
Well, actually, have you had an opportunity with the animals that you've actually injected to actually go in, dissect any of those, to actually see the regenerative tissue?
Yeah, there's the good news is that there's really an incredible number of animal models. The exact type of injection technique that we use with the same stem cell line, that research shows, for instance, if you inject saline in the joint, which is just a placebo control, versus just placing, injecting cells in the joint versus actually placing them in the specific spot, shows that the method that we use, placing them in a specific spot, does produce robust cartilage repair. In addition, there's been other studies looking at things like bone repair, ligament tendon repair. So yes, there's good evidence of repair of those tissues in multiple animal models. Obviously, in people, it's much harder to do. If you go in and you can't really take a piece out once you've tried to repair something, that's difficult because you don't want to reduce the structural integrity of what you've just repaired. So there we have to use ultra-high field MRI. We have a local MRI facility that's been very kind to provide us with some lower-cost MRIs for our study patients so that we can look at a 3 Tesla MRI of before and after. Yes, we've been able to see that in the animal models. In addition to on patients, obviously, we have to just follow them up with MRIs. It's harder to take pieces and biopsies and things like that.
Well, you mentioned, of course, that there are ordinarily stem cells in synovial fluid. In other words, the fluid that's in the joint, and there is a little fluid, of course, with traumatized joint, there's a fair amount of fluid, and the stem cells are actually there trying to repair, but of course there are not enough of them, they're not concentrated enough to actually do the job. But certainly the idea that you can actually inject large numbers and you can grow these actually in the laboratory and then put these into the joint, and by directing them into the area there you want them to grow, why they will, of course, follow your direction. Of course, one of the really tragedies, you know, when I first got started practicing medicine was hips, and we had in those days, and of course we're talking about the 1950s when I first started my journey into orthopedic surgery and during years of residency, and I, you know, some of the hip arthroplasties we did in those days already, of course, were, well, they didn't work out very well. Some of them did fine, some of them didn't do fine. Then we got the total hips, and then that was really miraculous, and they really did do very well. In fact, I have 2 artificial hips that have been implanted in me, but the thought that you might be able to reconstitute the hip joint with, stem cells, what about hips? You know, have you been able to help people with severely arthritic hips?
We have. Our oldest hip patient to date is 88 years old and has done quite well. He obviously was a very active patient. This was a gentleman who was ski racing until he was 88 and still hiking several hours a day ski racing until he was 85, still hiking several hours a day at 88. But he's a good example of someone who's done very well with that. Hips for us tend to be a little bit harder in that it's a bit harder for us to place the cells as accurately as we can in the knee. But we have treated a good number of hip patients who have had success in that their pain has gone down, their function has gone up, and they've been able to avoid a hip replacement. So a little bit harder for us than knees, but we have treated hip patients with success.
So all of the joints really can be approached by this, and this is still in the learning process. But they can actually, through various techniques, actually direct the cells as to the type of tissue that they want them to replace. So, this really is amazing, especially when you're talking about things like, repair of the spinal cord. And there have actually been instances where people have been totally paraplegic for years and have actually had return of function. And of course, when I went to medical school and training, if you were paraplegic, you were always going to be paraplegic. Have you followed some of the amazing things that have happened to some of these people who have had treatment as far as their neurological condition is? Because I know that's not your field, but I know you, of course, are studying this all the time.
Yeah, there are early clinical trials out there in patients with neurologic injury, as well as an awful lot of animal research being done in that area. I can tell you, for instance, just last week, there was a very good paper published showing that this same stem cell line, adult mesenchymal stem cells, were actually able to help produce more dopamine, for instance, in patients with Parkinson's. So they were implanted directly into that area of the brain that normally produces that. Very similar things also showing that this stem cell line can help protect nerves. So when you experimentally injure a nerve and then place the stem cells in, that nerve is more likely to survive intact than a nerve without the stem cells being placed. And that's very interesting stuff, because a lot of these patients, as you know, Stan, that you've seen with very severe orthopedic multi-trauma also have nerve injury, and if we're able to place stem cells within that first couple weeks right near that nerve and have that nerve survive better, whether that nerve be the spinal cord or a big peripheral nerve, obviously that's a huge help for those patients, because we've never really had a way to help those nerves survive that type of severe multi-trauma intact.
Well, there are exciting things happening. In some ways, I wish I was back in medicine, being part of it. But as I see what's happening as far as some of my new federal plans that seem to be intent upon taking over control of everything, I'm not certain I really would want to go back. Well, our telephone number, 877-254-7524. If you're out there and you have a question, that's Chris Dentano. Give us a call. This is one of the exciting things that's happened in the last half decade.
Emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Got a home project in mind but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland, 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment. Keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate the support of this station. 970-669-3866.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Dr. Chris Centeno. We're talking about the exciting adult stem cell treatment. And, of course, this is not a, it's gone past the research stage. It's into actually treatment now. And patients really are getting benefit from the use of adult stem cells. And the most amazing thing, you know, as I read the newspapers and I read the magazines and I watch television, we don't talk about that. We seem to be always talking about the wrong issues. But then why should we be surprised? Under many circumstances, Dr. Centeno was talking about the fact that these treatment options are beginning to be adopted by other physicians. They're putting a meeting on. If you're a physician or you have an orthopedic physician who's interested in this sort of thing, there will be a meeting. That will be, what, in November?
Correct. We have a meeting of physicians on this. And these are all physicians who want to start integrating this into their practice. So we are right at that phase where this is going to be adopted by other physicians. And obviously, as it gets adopted by orthopedists and pain management doctors, the focus will be more on those orthopedic injuries. But obviously, this is something that could it just as easily be adopted by neurologists to look at nerve injuries and endocrinologists to look at pancreas issues with diabetes. A good example is there are multiple studies from around the world showing good efficacy in the use of adult stem cells in treating diabetes, in particular type 1 diabetes, which is the type that you usually see a child become a diabetic. They've had very good success in getting many children off of insulin, especially when they're treated within that first few years. So, a lot of exciting things happening on that front as we move this out to other physicians that are interested in integrating it into their practice.
Well, Chris, you know, many people say this type 1 diabetes is actually created by these T-cells, you know, killer T-cells coming in, and they're sensitized. They just simply, they're immune cells, and they attack the islets of Langerhans and destroy them. If you were to replace them, is there any way to block this the body's autoimmune response, which seems to be, creating, this problem?
Yeah, there's a lot of good research showing that this particular stem cell line, mesenchymal adult stem cells actually end up modulating that killer T cell immune response. So basically, they can take killer T cells and sort of deprogram them from their targets, so they can interfere with that targeting of killer T cells. One of the things to think about in adult stem cells is that since they're repair cells, they not only have a function of turning into an end tissue, i.e. becoming the bricks and the mortar, but they also actually act as the stonemason and the building contractor as well, meaning that they bring in other cells that are necessary for the repair. Those are called paracrine functions. They secrete certain local growth factors to help with that repair process, and they can also modulate the local inflammatory or swelling response, and that's where they get their abilities to block that T cell targeting.
Well, that really is amazing, because this will, of course, save so much suffering and save so many lives, because it was type 1 diabetes is a terrible, terrible disease. And, of course, it's certainly on the rise and has been increasing for many years. But what do you see will be the ultimate application of the stem cell that you're using? How is this going to impact on the practice of medicine and on people's lives?
I think we're going to see within the next 5 or 6 years a lot of physicians adopting this type of medical care in their practices. I think we will, as that grows, you'll see this whole embryonic stem cell debate die down quite a bit because you'll see day-to-day examples where the patient's own adult stem cells are being used to repair tissue and treat disease. You'll probably see a lot of physicians opening stem cell culture expansion labs, very similar to how fertility physicians currently have their own in vitro fertilization labs. So if you go to a fertility specialist and trying to get pregnant, that physician usually owns his own in vitro fertilization lab. We have actually put now together the professional laboratory guidelines, clinical guidelines to allow all that to occur so that physicians will have the ability to safely grow these cells. We've worked with a national accrediting body company to go out and be able to audit these labs to make sure that things are being done safely and appropriately. We have clinical guidelines that discuss patient safety and how these stem cells will be used, and we're establishing right now an international reimplantation registry where every single patient that gets his own stem cells back will be tracked going forward for safety, very similar to bone marrow transplant registries that are out there today. If you receive a bone marrow transplant, you're entered into a tracking registry where they can look at you long term and make sure that there weren't any problems with the transplant, the transplant didn't cause any issues. So I think that's what the future looks like over the next 5 or 6 years, and pretty exciting stuff. Obviously, there'll be lots of physicians out there with lots of other ideas about how to use these cells beyond what we can imagine here today, and that's really the great part about getting these cells in the hands of practicing physicians who are on the ground day to day, is that, you know, they're the folks that are going to innovate and come up with new ways to treat patients.
And, of course, this is really being done by the doctors rather than by government coming in and telling you how to do it as far as regulating, as far as certifying. This is not a government project, but a project of physicians trying to make sure that quality health care is carried out.
Exactly, and that's really where we want this to stay. Big Pharma, obviously, is making their play on the embryonic stem cell side. You know, we believe that physicians should... The patient and physician relationship should be maintained in adult stem cell use. As a result of that, physicians treating patients without anyone inserting themselves in that relationship.
We're out of time, Chris. Thanks very much for being with us. God bless you, and I wish you well. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Hi, Phil here with WolfAutoGroup.com saying thanks for trading with us. We are excited to take your dust collecting or unused assets or valuables as down payments on the finest used trucks and cars and brand new Dodges, Chryslers, Fords, Suzukis, Jeeps of your choice. I will trade for anything, even your skill or labor. Try me on. Great financing available on a balance. That's WolfAutoGroup.com. Many locations for your convenience. Call Phil personally at 303-931-9096. It's 303-931-9096.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and we hope you enjoyed the conversation. And basically, physicians can make a dramatic difference. All the problems we see in medicine today, and believe me, I witnessed this whole thing unfold, almost all of it relates, of course, to government interference in the practice of medicine, and then the conscious effort to destroy the moral fabric of our society by taking God and an awareness of God out of our schools, and of course teaching our young people that evolution, there is no God, and there is no moral absolutes. And we're a school system where the students know far more about sex than they do about Shakespeare, and far more about Madonna than they do about mathematics. They've done this, they've done it intentionally, they've done it maliciously, because they're people who hate America. You only need to read the book Foundations, Their Power and Influence. They've suppressed the book for many years. We kept it in print. It was written back in 1958 by Rennie Wormser, who was part of a congressional committee that investigated the great tax-exempt foundations and found out that they were trying to destroy America. Rockefeller, Ford, Carnegie, funding communism and socialism, internationalism, and moral depravity. Everything bad was being funded by the great tax-exempt foundations with your money. Of course, what they missed, of course, is that all of these individuals, Henry Ford, Andrew Carnegie, and members of the Rockefeller family, involved in the occult. And that is, of course, what everyone has missed. We do carry the book, Foundations, Their Power and the Influence. Doesn't go into the occult background, but it goes into how these people were funding, Alfred Kinsey. I mean, the whole sexual revolution was funded by these people who wanted to destroy the moral fabric of our society and focus our attention upon sex rather than upon Shakespeare, and on Madonna rather than on mathematics. They knew what they were doing. They wanted to destroy this country. They've done a pretty good job of it. Our telephone number, if you'd like Foundations, Their Power and Influence, or my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness, or my talk on the Forbidden Secret, or the Financial Armageddon, you must understand that there is a reason. Nothing is happening by accident. It is all planned by those who would destroy this nation. We're moving into a period of chaos and crisis. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. We hope you'll look at the various 4 tape sets that we have, at the various videos, DVDs we offer, the books we offer, help you to understand the true nature of the spiritual battle we're engaged in today. And, of course, you can see how that spiritual battle is being played out in the stem cell research area, where we keep debating back and forth, oh, should we sacrifice these little embryos because it's going to help people? And the other people say, well, we shouldn't do that. We're destroying human life. And the other group saying, but look at all the good we can do. And that isn't the issue at all. They already know that embryonic stem cells don't work, but adult stem cells do. But, of course, they focus our attention on the wrong debate. And that's what they do over and over and over again. And we debate, should we have you know, gone into Iraq, or should we not have gone into Iraq? And was Saddam a bad guy, or was he a good guy? We financed Saddam. We kept him in power. And if you don't read that, believe that, you need to read the book See No Evil by Robert Baer, a CIA agent who worked in Iraq, who said he never met an Iraqi who didn't believe the American government was keeping Saddam in power. We created him. We